This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Back here on Sports Talk, talking a little bit NBA playoffs right now, and I think Tyrese Halliburton heard what you had to say about him the other day, Charlie.
Man, I just said he's not like a top 15-ish
and
player.
And he's like, oh yeah, I'm going to show you what a triple-double.
Yeah, I'm going to look like a top 10 player tonight, a top 5 even. He was unbelievable. I saw that it was the first game in NBA history, or at least postseason history, I think, where a player's gone over like 30 points, 15 assists, 10 rebounds, and didn't have a turnover.
Wow.
I mean, it was ridiculous last night. And yeah, when Tyrese Halliburton is playing aggressive, that Indiana Pacers team is just different, Steve. I mean, there's so many teams that are kicking themselves about not getting Tyrese Halliburton, and this is what sticks out to me. If you go back to the 2020 NBA draft, Tyrese Halliburton was the 12th overall pick that year. The Pelicans had picked 13 and got Kyra Lewis.
Oof.
And
wow.
That's kind of stings seeing how well he's developed. And that was a weird draft, too. Tyrese Halliburton, I think, slid a little bit, but the Pelicans were one spot away from him. And that dude is a complete maestro. I've said it before. He's like an old school type of point guard where all these other players he's trying to make better, and he does make better, but then he also has the ability to just pop off and have a ridiculous game like he had in game 4 against the Knicks. He's supremely impressive. The major reason why the Indiana Pacers are likely going to be going to the NBA Finals this year, where, you know, we'll see what happens tonight, Steve, but it could be against the OKC Thunder, who could book their ticket.
Yeah, Pacers now up in that series against the Knicks, 3-1 after winning 130-121 last night. Another series that's 3-1 right now. Could be ending. Like you mentioned, the Thunder currently have a 7-3 lead over the T-Wolves. That game just started. Sorry, 11-3 now. 7 minutes left in the first quarter. And it's going to be hard for the T-Wolves, I feel like, to get anything going tonight against the Thunder squad. That they definitely smell that blood in the water. And I think they want to close things out at home tonight for sure.
Minnesota's chance in this series was game 4, and it just fell by the wayside. If you could have gotten it to 2-2 heading back to OKC, there's maybe a discussion to be had.
A glimmer of hope, right.
That this series could go potentially to 6 or 7. It would be guaranteed to go to 6 games, but you could potentially get it to a winner-take-all game 7, right? Now you're looking at this like OKC should close this out, and OKC should win it in 5 games, and it will be done and dusted. And unfortunately, on the opposite side, maybe the Knicks will have something to say down 3-1 in their series against Indiana. But are we going to get a conference finals to game 6 this year, Steve? Like, that's the hope.
Doesn't feel like it,
but
though.
But it just doesn't feel like it. It feels like the NBA finals are set. And maybe something happens and the Timberwolves can really pull something out, a rabbit out of the hat, so to speak. They're already down 11-3, as you mentioned, and they're shooting 1 of 11 in this game. OKC's defense is just ridiculous, Steve. There was a stat that I had pulled up that I read off a little bit earlier when we were talking with Mark Cook.
Right.
The Thunder in 15 games this postseason are plus 95 in turnover differential. The record for the NBA history is the 2019 Raptors, who won it all that year. They're plus 79 in that postseason run, and that was in 24 games. The Thunder have played 15 games, and they're plus 95 in turnover differential. They force a ton of turnovers. They don't turn the ball over themselves, and that's just a winning formula. I mean, you got to give them credit for what they've built there.
Yeah, looking right now for the Thunder, it's Chet Holmgren leading the way with 7 points. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, of course, right behind him there with 4, and Hartenstein has the other 2 right now. Thunder up 13-7 early on here in this matchup, but definitely expecting when we're talking tomorrow, Charlie, that we're saying that OKC, the Western Conference top team during the regular season, has now advanced to the NBA Finals.
Denver had their shot at them.
They
did. The winner take all game 7, and that was the chance to knock out this OKC team. I don't think anybody's beating them now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.